News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, almost 1 year after the inquest began into the deaths of 48 victims of the Stardust fire, the jury later on today will deliver their verdict at the coroner's court. And Stephanie Rowan, News Talk reporter, joins us now. Stephanie, you have been there for a lot of the proceedings. Tell us what we can expect later on today.
Yeah, well, look, it's a really, really big day ahead for the loved ones of the 48 people who lost their lives in Stardust Ballroom. I think most people, Ciara, know what happened in this really sad tragedy. But just to remind your listeners, in 1981, in the early hours of Valentine's Day, around 800 people, they went to a disco. There was a dance competition on. It was located in Artane, a really, really popular venue. And at around 1:30, a fire broke out in the nightclub. And 48 people aged between 16 and 27, mostly from the local area, lost their lives. Now, as you said there, the inquests began last April, so we're talking a year into their deaths. They sat for 122 days, 373 witnesses, the biggest inquest in the history of the state. And the jury began their deliberations 2 weeks ago. And just to remind you, listeners, they have five verdicts open to them that they had to consider. That's accidental death, death by misadventure, unlawful killing, an open verdict, or a narrative verdict. And they also have to fill out a detailed questionnaire into the circumstances of the fire. And then yesterday we got word that after 11 days of deliberation, they have their verdicts.
Okay. So I suppose a huge relief in one sense for the families this afternoon, although that may well depend on what those verdicts are, Steph.
Yeah, exactly. And I was sitting beside the mother of one of the victims and she started crying, you know, naturally when she heard that there was finally a verdict. And we're in a bit of an unorthodox situation. I've actually never encountered this myself. The foreman came back at around 2:15 and said that they couldn't reach a unanimous decision. And the coroner said, OK, I'll accept a majority verdict. And within 15 minutes, they said they had their decision after that. Now, what Myra Cullinan, the coroner, asked them to do was she asked them to sit on that verdict. I've never come across this before until this afternoon. Okay. And there's genuine reasons for that. She said she wanted to allow as many of the families that are possible to come. And there's also a video link. So she said she wanted to give time for everyone who wanted to see this to be available. So she told them, go home. You're not to discuss the verdict. You'll be in contempt of court if you do discuss your verdict. And then the family and friends are going to gather at 2:00 this afternoon to hear the decision.
Okay. Look, thank you for that. That is Stephanie Rowan, their News Talk reporter. And we will be bringing you, of course, as it breaks, the news from that coroner's court verdict later on this afternoon about the Stardust fire.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.